Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the ninth episode of Off the Clock with the Lucas, brought to you by the Lucas. I saw you mocking me during that. Every single time I do the intro, you kind of mouth off.
I do.
That's not funny.
Just to kind of catch you off guard.
No, I'm upset just to start the show. Yeah. How's it going, man? How's your week?
I'm tired.
I know.
I'm so tired, man. I don't know why. Maybe I didn't have enough coffees today. But I asked you. I said, hey, man, can I bring a coffee? I really want to bring you one. He said, no, shut up. We have to record. I was like, okay, relax. But I'm good. I'm good, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, man?
Yeah,
I know. It's one of those days.
Yeah. Man, this pandemic actually, brings me down.
I know.
I know we're not really, a show to talk about, political or anything going on, but,
jeez.
Talk about a bummer, man.
There's nothing to do.
I just want to have fun. I just want to come on here and tell a story about, last week I got blasted and
I saw this guy and he was in the store. Nothing.
Man, usually, we'd have stories of just, walking downtown and seeing something.
No, there's none of that. Also, besides the ghosts that are outside right now from the
very
wind,
windy outside.
Yeah. That's the most fake snow I've ever seen in my life. It's supposed to snow today.
I know.
It's wet rain, right? That's not rain's wet, but
But I do want to say this is our last episode of November.
I thought you were gonna say ever. I'm scared.
This is the last episode of the month before the greatest month ever. The best month of the year.
Yeah.
December.
It'll be coming out.
It will December. Be coming out Wednesday of December.
Yeah, I don't remember dates anymore. I don't remember numbers.
I know. Thank God, though, when you think about it, technology has come so far to allow us to, kind of have fun.
I know. We can have
a lot of fun in our house.
On my computer. On Netflix,
I know.
It's just I don't know. I just... Hopefully, once the winter's over, we get back to normal.
Yeah,
that'll
I really
nice.
Hope so.
That'll
I
be
really
nice.
So we can only hope. But we got off the clock to keep you going.
We do. We do have off the clock keep us busy.
Just
we're keeping you guys busy.
Sit by the fireplace and listen to the off the clock. Boys.
Yeah, with maybe a glass of wine. Get cozy.
A glass of wine, dude.
Yeah,
a cheese board.
Oh, okay, by yourself.
Imagine
in your house. Oh, you're kind of dope though.
Yeah,
man, you throwing on a nice. I saw this gift, all right? It's this blanket. It's kind of like a Snuggie, but it's even cozier than a Snuggie, and it's more like a sweater.
Oh,
it's
a
really big sweater.
Wait, what?
It's like this really big
Isn't
blanket
a Snuggie
sweater.
Where you put your arm...
Yeah, but it's a blanket.
...in the...
No. This is like a hoodie. It's like a sweater. Yeah. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
Yeah?
With that, with a nice glass of wine and listening off a clock, man, that's a night.
Yeah, I don't know. That is a night. That is a night.
Off the clock doesn't promote any drinking of alcohol or drug consumption whatsoever.
Unless we are in attendance. reminder, everybody, follow us at @off_the_clock_podcast on Instagram and see if you can get it right again. Where can they listen to us?
Oh, you can listen to us at on Spotify, Apple Muse Pod. Apple Podcasts, CastBox.
Attaboy.
And Google Podcasts. Let's go! End the show. That's it.
End the show. That's it.
What was that? 3 minutes?
Yeah, it was a nice 3 minute episode.
It was a good 3 minutes.
No, but I was thinking about what we just mentioned. When you think about imagine what we're going through right now, but not having everything readily available. Imagine no internet.
Imagine when our parents,
when they were growing up, right? They grew up in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, right? And probably most people listening, same story.
That they used to grow up in the
they had parents that grew
I thought
up
you're just saying we have
time.
A we have an older crowd listening to us.
This is a more mature podcast. No, definitely not. No, but can you imagine no internet, no movie streaming services?
I know.
You want to watch a film?
Yeah.
You drive your ass to the theater.
Yeah.
And you sit and you watch a film.
Now imagine going through a pandemic back then, our parents growing up, what would they do?
Wow.
No internet.
I just throw a ball around. I don't know.
Right? No way. I'm not wrong saying that.
There's so much that technology and everything has.
So you literally
changed.
Could just listen. What do you do? Listen to the radio? If you were in lockdown back then.
Well, obviously TV.
TV, yeah.
Lockdown. Radio.
But there's no sports on.
I know.
So it you'd just be watching
politics.
Daytime television and just, news.
Just cranking that the whole time. Yeah. And music on the radio, like you said.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like adventures. Like people just drive to a lake.
I guess. Yeah, maybe a lot of maybe like a lot of
skip rocks.
Yeah.
They didn't skip rocks.
That was big back then, eh? Like, big even, rock skippers.
Not even just like I'm not just saying technology has changed, but like I feel like that's something we wouldn't do just because I can't message you guys. Can't message people.
Yeah. What do you do? You call the house, I guess.
I guess.
That's how you
but that's weird because then I got to like, hey.
Yeah. I mean, we used to call each other's houses.
But. Yeah. But, wow, we actually,
yeah.
We used to call each other's houses, man. I used to hit up your phone, your home phone.
Yeah.
And we used to talk for like a couple hours right after school.
Like, hi, is Luca there?
Yeah. You got the phone? Hey, man. Hey, what's up? You always had your adult voice?
Yeah.
Hi, Mrs. Sharipa, it's Luca. How are you doing?
You nailed good. It,
pretending like... You know, I'm like a very mature kid, and then right when you come on, like, man, you threw a pencil at me. I don't know, some crap like that. But yeah, I don't think I'd be able to, get through it.
Man, what else would they do though?
Not saying that like we couldn't get through. Obviously, like if you're in that era, in that era, it would be a lot. Like that would be the norm. But like even just the lifestyle.
But like think about it. Like they used to, you know, I feel like you used to meet up with people.
Yeah. Like the local like cafe or something like that. They talk about a hot spot.
Closed? Like, come on.
I know. It wouldn't.
I don't know. Maybe they just wouldn't have as much of a lockdown.
Who knows?
I don't know. I can't say. But it's crazy. But think about how they used to live.
Yeah.
Dude, they didn't used to have maps. Google Maps. They used to have paper maps.
I know.
Would you open that up and drive?
You know, I've always thought about that.
I guess you just ride down the street, turn left on.
You draw it, dude. Okay, so I am someone who I like road trips, but I am well aware that in the era that I grew up, the number one thing is some sort of GPS. Yeah. Even when we were younger, those Garmin GPSs, those.
That's a free plug right there.
That's
free
a big app. One. That's a big hit plug. Us up. Hit us up.
Hit us up. No, but
those GPSs and stuff like that. They were always around. And now we have our phones.
Yeah.
But imagine back then, you really figure out you made a wrong turn way unless it's like, is this a city? Are we supposed to be crossing by this city? I didn't see it on the map when I drew it out and Sharpied it or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, you'd have to, what I'm saying is you'd have to travel with someone else.
100%. You can't be by yourself. Looking over.
You know what I mean, though? You tape it onto the dash or something.
A solo road trip could not happen.
No. Plus, like, imagine going on a road trip in the States from here. You'd be like, I got to stay on the highway. You have to write down, exit this in Louisville or something.
It's like it's like doing a research project before. Like, you're getting your references.
Why did I say Louisville? Who's going on a road trip to Louisville?
I have no idea why you said
Florida. That's the only road trips.
I think you thought of the baseball bat, Louisville Slugger. No, but... you'd have to I'm assuming you'd have to research before, get a huge map. Even before the internet, you have to get a huge map and it's a group effort.
That's stressful.
All right, when we get to this side of the grid, what do you got there, kiddo? Yeah. And then one guy's got the zoomed in version.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Unless somebody who's 40 is listening to that's not how it was.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's my best guess.
Yeah. But
me, crank it out on Waze. You know, the Waze tells me where to go.
Exactly. Little plug there. Here. sometimes it's bad though. It'll be not Waze, just It'll be turn left. I'm where? I'm past it. Right when it's you know what I mean?
Yeah. But they're a little late. They catch you.
What if you're driving somewhere with tight streets? The only places no map would be is cities like New York, where it's a grid.
Yeah.
You got numbers.
Yeah. What comes after 46, 45?
Yeah. Okay. 40, when you see it, I missed 46. Yeah. But imagine in the middle of nowhere too.
Yeah.
Now we can't stop. Before you would stop to get off the high. Let's see. We'll just go off here and there's probably some food. Or I think there's a gas station.
Yeah, you're literally guessing.
Yeah.
Then you hop off and there's no food. Oh, shit. Get back on.
You know what I mean? But before, yeah.
I know.
They must have had a lot of signs. I mean, a lot more signs, I hope.
Or not. Or maybe they're just elite at knowing streets.
I feel like older people, they know they're at north, southeast, west.
Oh, man. Just by the sun.
You know those people that just be looking? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what? There was always that kid. Okay. we always find a way to get it back to school or elementary.
Yeah.
There was always that one kid who was really, really smart.
Yeah.
He'd be like, ask me what time it is. Ask me what time it is. They look at the sun. 10:04.
Yeah.
You're like, it's 10:06. All right, close enough.
Yeah. But it was always that kid. Even they may not even been the smartest person, but they always have that one thing that was unique.
Yeah, you'd like, be in the middle of a forest. Yeah, oh, north is just that
yeah.
way.
I'm like, huh? The only reason I know where north is because I know CN Tower is south of me. So, right? That's it. Yeah, downtown Charlotte south, but you drop me in the middle of nowhere, I'm not gonna know.
Man, they can't just look up.
There's people
like,
that know.
That's gotta be east.
There's people that know. They'll be like, hold on. They do some calculations in their head and be like, yeah, southeast, southeast.
Yo, do you remember when people used to ask those stupid questions like, if a tree breaks in the middle of a forest, does it make a sound or something like that? If like if nobody's there to hear the sound.
Yeah, obviously it makes sound.
Yeah, but like people say, well, there's nobody there to hear the. I hated those things. Yeah. Just a little side note right there.
No one there to hear the tree.
Yeah.
How would you know?
Okay, but you know what's making it? Oh, I was thinking about back to our main topic. What's making a huge comeback? Mm. The drive-ins.
Yeah, it is.
Those are.
It is. That's what they used to do back then.
They're coming back.
Hey, babes, let me take you to the drive-in. Yeah. Yeah.
You get yourself a new car. You're asking your girl to a drive-in.
You get one with a. You could put the top down. Oh my god!
Even if it's kind of a piece of junk, like that's almost better.
That's
like,
almost better.
Yeah, like it's like yeah, there's a dent in the side, but you know it adds a little bit. You know what? Hey.
Yeah. You give a nice little. You hit it on the side. Hey.
Hey.
Hop in.
You see this bad boy?
Sit on the hood. Sit on the hood.
And then you make a joke like. It's been through hell. It can handle you kind of thing. Yeah? And then she laughs. Oh, my goodness.
What movie
nice
is this?
Car.
What movies do you think they used to watch?
Movies?
Because all the movies, like old movies we watch, are like, they would just be coming out.
Yeah.
You know, like Grease? Like, they didn't like...
Leave home.
Grease was like, they're Iron Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what do you watch? Like a Clint Eastwood black and white movie? I don't know. I've never been wrong.
First of all, Clint, he's good.
He's good.
He's the man. But no, I don't know. I guess
Charlie Chaplin. That's maybe a little okay, too
come
far.
On, what
back.
Are they in the 20s?
Yeah, my grandparents.
no talking. You know, I used to think the world was black and white.
Yeah.
How stupid is that?
No
but like,
color?
Think about the 20s, and try to not picture it as black and white.
Isn't it isn't it crazy? That's how they used to watch things
in black and white.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Imagine no color?
I know. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. Okay, but there was color, but...
Yeah.
You know what movies I hate?
But I used to legit think the world was like black and white. And then when I figured out it wasn't, I was like, oh, it must have been like really dim. Not dim, but like really dull colors.
Yeah.
But like, nah, it's like just as sharp as now. Just like
maybe not just as sharp.
Well,
we got some colors.
No, I'm talking about life, not just movies. Like I thought life, the world, was black and white. And then one day somebody saw like a flower and then colors started.
Oh, okay.
I gotta be the biggest idiot of all time.
Now that you brought up colors, yeah. I just thought of something that was just, you're not gonna be expecting this. I'll be back. One sec.
He has left the set and he's running to, he's literally throwing things on the ground in my garage. Yeah, make yourself at home, man. Just
go
through all my things.
I saw these the other day when we were doing the show.
And you want to bring it up.
Yeah. You remember these pencil crayons? They had all the weird colors?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. They didn't have these back in the day.
No.
I'll tell you that for sure. Which one's this? I can't even see it. Jade green.
It was
Jade. Some
weird What's ones. Up? They named the color after you.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember those?
For reference, pencil crayons.
Yeah.
With just ridiculous names.
Like Laurentian.
A classic brown.
Laurentian has some good names for theirs. This one? Guess what brown is?
I'm going to say mahogany.
Chestnut.
Okay.
Yeah,
dude, pencil crayons? They were fire.
Yeah. You needed a good collection of pencil crayons.
But man, when they got into like 30 or 40 packs,
yeah.
Like you had some colors.
Dude, yeah. What do you need? I'm looking for like a...
I'm looking for a jade green?
I'm looking between a tan and a peach. Yeah, I got you. One second. Yeah.
I'm looking between a tan, but like a slight tan. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A mean tan. Medium tan.
Yeah, you're looking for maybe 2 days into vacation? Yeah, I got you. One second.
What's it called? 2 days vacation.
This is dark gray.
Okay.
There's some cool ones. I'll find some cool ones. Hold on. Deep green.
Now we're getting deep.
Laurentian, man. Let me tell you. They got a free ad, but they don't need our ad. They're doing well.
And they've been doing very well. Yeah.
Remember there used to be like...
So maybe that's what I thought. Like the existence of color started when Laurentian decided to make pencil crayons. And then people are like, oh, look at colors. No, but I legit thought like the world was black and white. That's pretty messed up.
Talk about how stupid a kid I was. Pencil crayons are fire. There was always those shavings, though. They'd just, like, be everywhere. Yeah, you know what I mean? Remember those pencil sharpeners in elementary school?
Oh, man.
You did...
Yeah, you have to crank it.
Yeah.
People were always in the back.
There's always that one guy just writing with a 1-inch pencil. Buddy, maybe get a new pencil.
Get a new pencil, bro.
Used to be like this. Just writing with their fingertips.
Writing with their fingertips.
How are you grabbing this thing?
Yeah. Or people who used to cut the things in half and had lead on both sides.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, come on.
What are you trying to poke me in the eye? Yeah. The other side.
You know what was... Okay, two things. Those big erasers.
Yeah, the one that's set for giant mistakes.
Big.
Okay, yeah. Keep your humor
to
yourself.
I get it, but maybe just get one of those small ones. They do they do the job. The nice big ones would be crazy. The paper would just be crumbled up.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to erase the thing.
What was worse than trying to erase your paper and it fucking rips?
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, talk about your day being ruined. Like, you know when you have those days?
Yeah, that's what
like,
happens with the big erasers, though.
Yeah, but do you remember when you used to have those days where, like, everything would piss you off and you'd, like, be walking down the street and, like, you, like, kind of hit your toe on something, you just get pissed? That's what happens. Like, you're having a bad day, you go to erase something, your paper rips, like, everything's going wrong.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. Remember those pens that used to erase? Those are cool.
Yeah.
You had those. One point, I think.
Me? No, I wasn't a big fan. Dude, I was classic. I had a lead pencil, a mechanical pencil, and an eraser.
Mechanical pencil guy, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a big yellow HB2 guy.
Yeah. But every once in a while, like, I went through trends where I was like, oh, I want to be, like, kind of classic. I'm going to get myself a yellow pencil.
I need you to guess this one right here.
You got another color?
No, just take a... What does this look like to you?
Like a red-brown.
Oh, you nailed it right on the... What's it called? The head?
Yeah.
Tuscan red.
Ooh.
Are we talking like Tuscany maybe?
Like maybe like a nice sunset? Like a deep sunset? That's
like
a nice
the hills color. Of Tuscany red? Cool.
Nothing better than those Laurentian pencil crayons.
Yeah. I was going to say something about my school. Big eraser. Damn it. I forgot. It'll come back.
Well, another thing I was thinking of. Okay. You know how when you apply to school...
Mm-hmm.
Like you go on like a website and you click apply like for a university or whatever.
Yeah.
How did that happen? You have to call and be like, hi, I'd like to.
You guys taking applicants or what?
I want to come to your school. What do you think? Can I knock you down? I know you need an 85 average, but I'm hoping I can knock you down to an 83.
How do they find that out? You need 85 average. Word of mouth?
You just call. It's like, what average are you thinking? 83. Ooh.
Maybe it was word of mouth.
Can I fancy you with a 79?
So yeah, you have to persuade them. Yeah. Someone on the street.
My extracurriculars are through the roof.
That's right. It'd be like someone on the street. I heard U of T. It's hard. It's hard admissions.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Apparently you need an 86. How do you know? I called them last week. I said, so excuse me, missus.
How work?
Yeah, I don't know. Excuse me, ma'am. What average do I need? Well, start telling your friends. It's an 86.
Also, you know what else always makes me laugh? How, like, if you want to sell something, you put it in the newspaper. I don't know why. I just like I think of it doing it now, and it's not even like people up to probably 15 years ago still did it, but
yeah, I know.
Or like, it just makes me laugh. Like imagine like but like you want to sell something small, like nothing big.
Yeah,
because now you can sell anything.
I know.
You know what I mean? I know. Like you can sell something small. You can sell this chair right here, the one chair.
You have to take out an ad.
Yeah, you take out an ad.
Quick, $15. You have to be sure that you're going to sell that thing. You got to be sure. You got to pay to put it in the newspaper. How about the job postings? Help wanted. Call this number. People just say, all right.
Yeah.
I need a job. Might as well call you.
I need help.
Now
I want to get help.
I see that.
Yeah.
No fucking way I'm calling you.
I get those texts sometimes that say, you want to make quick cash? Call us here.
Yeah.
It's like,
okay.
I don't know about that.
Before we get into this,
mm-hmm.
I don't know even how we got to this.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, you want to make quick cash, whatever. LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Change your platform.
What?
I get messages from people
a couple
times a week. Hey, Luca, fantastic network you got there. Just like to let you know that I think you're doing great things. Hey, you're looking to make a little side cash on the buddy.
Listen.
Come on. You think I'm, hey, man, dying for this?
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I've been dying to talk to somebody like
you. They also always offer me like MBA things or master's programs. I'm like, listen, man, like,
let me graduate fast.
Yeah, they're making me feel good, but I know it's like, if master's program, like I probably would be applying to these things.
I know.
I wouldn't be like, get a message from someone. I'm like, you know what? That's a good idea.
No, but like some of them would be like, do you want to make some extra cash just by sitting on your ass at home and just clicking a button? It's like, shit, dude, but that doesn't exist.
Sky Magenta.
It happens on LinkedIn all the time. Okay, another thing I was thinking about, we were talking about the internet. This just randomly came to me. You know how much bullshit was probably spoken in a debate?
And
people are like, yeah, well,
yeah,
the market's up 35% this year, so suck it. Yeah. And someone's like, well, I guess we got to take his word for it.
Yeah, it's
true. Can't look it up. You can't just pull out your phone and be like, actually, dude, you're full of shit.
Like, you'd have to catch him. Like, it's a lie because I was watching the news last night at 6 o'clock, and I couldn't watch it again because we couldn't tape stuff.
So it's like, you got to take the guy's word for it.
Could you not watch stuff ever again? They had a lot of cassettes. Like, you'd buy the if it was a show.
Yeah.
I hope.
Actually, I have a point on that, but I wanted to say about, but like being in a debate, being at the dinner table, you know how quickly you can just like, somebody says something, it's like, I don't agree with that. I'm going to look it up to see the actual fact.
Yeah.
Right? Or I don't think that's true, but I'm going to look up the actual fact.
Like this. You're wrong.
Somebody was confident back in the day, like,
you just need to be confident in your thing. And
the S&P's up 5%, so you might want to pull your money now. It's like, this guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I'm taking his word for it.
This smelly
Get your
old
money
man.
Out of the market.
This smelly old man may have a point.
this old man who probably just read it from the same newspaper that posted a job and sold a chair has a point.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Oh, could you like tape stuff? Like,
oh yeah,
like you know how now, like, oh, awards are on tonight. I probably won't catch it, but I'll just tape it.
I'll just shove my VCR in.
Yeah, now could you tape? I think you could.
What?
No, I don't think you could tape live TV. Definitely not.
Back
then, cable.
I have no idea.
There's no way.
Yeah, you could. Yes, you could. You could definitely tape live TV back in the day.
How?
You put a VCR and you set it to the time that you want a certain channel to be taped. I've done it. I used to have a VCR.
So you could do it.
Kind of back in the
day.
With
cable,
you know?
Though?
Yeah. Swear to God.
Oh, that's pretty cool, then.
Yeah.
At least they had that.
Never missed a TV show.
Okay, but you couldn't download music.
Okay, so my dad was telling me, he's like, first time you heard Stairway to Heaven, he's like, this song is fire.
Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, it's a long one.
He's like, this song is so good.
Yeah.
But he's like, he didn't have a CD player. I don't know. So he just like, the way they used to do it,
tape
told
recorder
me, listen to this.
Lift up to the radio?
You used to get like one of those cassettes.
Yeah.
And when you heard it, you put it in right away. She's like, he would always have a blank. Like the people who prepped, they'd be like, I already got a blank one in there. And the moment they heard their song come on, like the beginning,
that's just unreal.
Press record. And he's like, you used to get so fired up when you heard it. But he's like, you'd always have that one jackass who forgot to stop it. So you hear like, you hear like the news after. It's like, that was Stairway to Heaven. This is your local radio. It's like, dude, this guy's got a record. How funny would that
be?
That's funny. Imagine, yo, dude, I got this fire song I want to play. Can you take out your cassette and you go through a box?
What the heck?
It's called Stairway to Heaven. I don't know.
There was no aux score, I'll tell you that.
No fighting for aux.
You got a party?
Cassettes.
You got a party? Can I get aux? You got a cassette?
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy how different it used to be.
And parties, man. You used to meet people at parties. Now you go, it's like, yo, I think I follow this girl on Instagram,
I follow the person, but I never talk to them.
I follow that girl just because she knows my friend's friend.
Yeah.
And then you like have a conversation with them. It's like, yo, I kind of like know you, but I don't, you know? It's like you have that general understanding. It's like,
before?
I know you, but I don't know a thing about you.
You go to a party, everyone's strangers. Like, oh, it looks like I'm meeting some people today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No.
I know.
Times have changed, man.
Who are you? I go to school down by there. Eh? Oh, man. Would you trade it? Like, would you trade the life right now for
but,
to experience what like they went through, I would 100%.
Maybe how many?
You gotta see was
how long are we talking?
A month, a couple months,
a year.
You gotta see beginning to end.
I'm in my mid-20s right now.
Yeah, not trade. You just pause.
A pause.
It's like a long dream, but you're living a year long dream.
All right. It's been more convincing.
Yeah.
What era? How am I going back? So I'm gonna be the same age. But like in 1975.
Yeah. Okay, let's play a game. Because that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Right? 1975 for a year? Sure. Fuck it. Why not?
I don't know.
Would you? Now, how's this? If you had to choose any era to live for a month, just a month.
Yeah.
Not even just like you want to like live a solid time.
Yeah.
But like what era would you want to just like see how everything was?
I guess like the 80s.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Mine's totally different.
What's you?
Mine's like the 40s.
Okay.
I want to go back in like 1930s. Like, I want to see what
was... in the war.
Okay. Not in the 40s. Like maybe 50s. You know, right after the war. See what's up.
How about the roaring 20s?
Okay, the 20s. I don't
but
know.
But then you got to just maybe click pause right before the Great Depression.
Yeah. Right before the GD, we just stop yeah. at 1929.
And just come back, yeah.
And we come back. But I okay, that's it. Although, the 1920s. I want to do swing dances.
Yeah, but...
You walk in and everybody's like dancing. I don't swing know, dance? Man. That'd be dope, man. That'd be dope.
I don't know. There's a lot of... I feel like it was... I don't know. It would be as fun.
Not about fun. Like, it's just a different, different? Era.
Yeah, that's different fair. Like, it would like be completely wanna, different. How about like...
Like an adolescent in the 20s. Like I want to be 20 years old in 1920 and then 29.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
And then come back here and just tell people about it. Yeah. You got to see what's going on in the 20s, man.
I always want to like... I always say I wish I could just go back and introduce something to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, this guy's a sorcerer. Also, isn't it crazy how like bank cards weren't a thing?
It's all about that cash.
Yeah. Homie. That's how it used to be. Straight cash, homie.
Yeah, seriously.
But like, know, that's what I'm saying. It's just.
But like, okay, this is a big question I got. Mm. Checking invoices and stuff. Or like, not invoice, sorry. Checking how much cash you got, right? Or yeah. like in the bank.
Yeah.
How was that like? What happened if one day you went to go pull out money? It's like, sir, you wanted to pull out 200. You only have 10.
What?
Because like, then it's like, it just
you did your
surprise.
Math. Yeah, I just did your math. Huh?
What? Yeah. You serious?
Also, did they have like...
I gotta go for dinner soon.
I bet you lines used to be really long because everyone would be like depositing cash because they'd be paid in cash.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah,
well, that's
weird.
Why if I was in the 20s, I'd let you know, man. You got to know the hot, the early times.
When were credit cards a thing? The
90s? I think the 90s, yeah. Must have, or even 2000s.
Crazy stuff. Blows my mind. How would you live?
Well, cash. I still, I'm not going to lie.
No, but yeah, you'd have to have a lot more cash on you.
Yeah, well you got to keep some under the pillow.
Yeah, or in the wall, or under the floor, yeah. The floorboard, something like that.
See that key there? That opens up the safe.
Yeah.
But the safe's in concrete, so it's not going nowhere.
I guess that's what they had to do. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, this podcast wouldn't exist if it wasn't for like...
Dude, no chance. This would just be a conversation.
It's like shooting the shit. Come over for a beer. Stop.
Yeah, literally. That's all that would be.
I know. Well, you know what time it is, buddy. You know it's
time
December.
To get direct best. Deposited. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
The best month. And at the end, we got Christmas time coming up. So what better time to promote our friends, The Kind Beads Project. Follow them on Instagram, Kind Beads Project. They're an accessory, local accessory company from Vaughn. They got a bunch of cute little bead bracelets, new types of necklaces and stuff like that. Follow them at Kind Beads Project on Instagram. Around the holidays, this is no better year to buy local, buy something from your area, buy something meaningful. Hit up Kind Beads Project. They're our friends, good friends of the show. I support them. I got a nice little bracelet right here. And yeah, tell them the Off the Clock Boy sent you.
Yeah, they like us over there.
Yeah, they do. They
so, say, doesn't hurt.
They say nice things.
They say nice things, I hope. Yeah. All right, two things. I remember what I was going to say before, but I'm going to just go. But first.
Go for it.
I found two colors. While you're
talking. You're literally hooked on these pencil crayons.
Yeah,
because
it makes
sense. Okay,
you
say the two
ones.
Then. I want to hear that point.
Okay, hold on.
I want to hear that point you're going to say.
Okay, we got three. Oh, this used to be my favorite one.
Okay, right. Okay, go.
Okay. This one.
But you have to describe the color. Like, describe the color.
We got this one. What does it look like to you? What does it look like?
To me, that looks like a cherry.
Oh, okay.
Am I close?
You're close. Raspberry.
Ooh.
Raspberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tasty.
But, yeah, something about these. You said, be like, yo, send me your raspberry. You know what I mean? All right, next one.
You got jade green. Nah, I got deep green instead.
Yeah, it'll work. It'll work. Send it to me. This one. You're not guessing this.
Violet.
Sky magenta.
Fuck. That was my second guess. Sky magenta. You know what that is? That's like almost like a lavenderish. It's like a lavenderish, but sky.
Yeah,
like
that's what we're
earthy,
looking at right here,
more
guys.
Earthy.
It's just a little darker than a lavender. Yeah, yeah. And this one right here, you're not. This is my favorite one. And I remember the name, too.
Sky blue?
No. P
Peacock blue. You remember this one?
Peacock blue.
That was a big one.
That is a good blue.
But I don't know
that
why.
That looks a lot. That is a good color. I remember I used to use that for all my oceans.
It's used right now. You could it's a big ocean color.
It's a big ocean color.
Yeah.
Remember back, like.
Also, okay, that's what I was saying before. I'm done with the pencil crayons now. I keep looking at them. They're distracting me.
Yeah, but so Laurentian pencil crayons, pick them up if you want some random colors.
Yeah. I wonder if they still have the good colors. Anyways. Do you remember those pencils? I think they're pencils. And they used to smell?
What?
You remember those?
Like
they're made like from
like farts.
No. They used to smell like they made from like newspapers. They had those scents.
Oh yeah.
Those were unreal.
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Like smell this, cinnamon.
It's a cinnamon pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It's crazy. That's they used to smell good though. I used to get me kind of hungry.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, to continue with the whole parents thing. Now that you know our parents, now they got the phones, they got the maps that they're using, right? But there's something about when you become a parent, you just start doing different things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Wow, you opened a can of worms, man.
Yeah, I was thinking of this when you were talking because I'm like, things have changed, but I feel like there's always something when you become a parent, right? Yeah.
Just like when you ask like a teacher, like, "Man, so are we different than kids like 10 years ago?" It's like, you guys are all fucking 16-year-olds. You're all the same shit.
But when you're parents. It's the same thing. Like, once you turn, once you have kids, I feel like you start getting these habits.
Yeah.
And one big one that we love to talk about.
Oh, this is a bad, bad one.
This one?
This is a big one.
Is when your parents, you're in the store with your parents.
Sorry to cut you off. This happens often.
Yeah.
Continue.
It hasn't happened to me in a while, though. But I remember a stretch. Bro. Yeah. But like, there was I swear it happened. Like 10 times and like
at a bulk barn,
year.
At a bulk barn, right?
Yeah,
it happens at a bulk barn.
So,
okay, no, let's not leave it in suspense. They're probably like, what the fuck are they talking about?
So, it would be when you go to the store with your parents, you run into someone, they're like, oh my goodness, how are you? I haven't seen you in so long.
Shit, right? Is that you?
And then your parents would be like, oh hey, how's it going? Yeah, they play along, they talk, they'd catch up.
Yeah,
like how the kids,
how's your mom?
Yeah,
you know what, man, she's not doing bad. You know, she's still at the same house, eh?
Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah.
I remember we used to play out front.
Like, oh, what are you up to now? Yeah, you're doing this little, oh, nice. They'd walk away. Like, oh, dad, who was that? You know what? I got absolutely no idea.
Man, I literally remember that because no disrespect, but there's a guy. This is going to sound crazy. There's a guy on my street down here. I think I might have told you this. There was once we were going for a walk and this guy calls over my dad. He goes, hey, Nick. He looks over. My dad goes, how's it going? He goes, he's like, you live over there, eh? He's like, I feel like I've seen you drive past here. He's like, yeah. He's like, how crazy is it? And this is what this is what the way he said it to my dad, right? He goes, because he thought totally that my dad knew who he was, right? He goes, how crazy is it? Two guys from high school living on the same street. And my dad goes, it's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. What a life. And he's like, you know what my dad said? He's like, we moved from our old area. Oh, didn't even want to say the street. Because he said the wrong one. The guy's like, you know who I am. It's like, we moved from the old area and now it's here. And he's like, buddy, he's like, where life takes. Like,
I don't understand
stupid cliches
that,
and shit like that.
First of all, maybe introduce yourself to the person. If you haven't seen them in 15 plus years, maybe
hey,
say,
Michael
hey.
Griswold, remember? Like, oh, a name.
Yeah.
Right? So I walk away. Dad, who was it? He's like, I don't know, right? But then, you know, it's our street.
The guy really lives, so you see him all the time.
Houses, like, across the bend there.
Yeah.
So I go, so let's say I'm, you know, bike ride or whatever. My dad stops to talk. The guy starts, like, putting in memories now.
Oh.
So, like, Nick, man, remember that football team?
Yeah.
Because my dad was a foot, right? So my dad's like, oh, yeah. He's like, yeah. Apparently this guy is my dad's friend. My dad has no idea, man. My dad, you're such an ass. This guy was like looking
honestly,
so happy about seeing
once
you.
Once he catches his name, he'll be like, you know what? Yeah, that's
exactly. So my dad just obviously went back and checked the yearbook and eventually found him. But this guy was bringing up stories. He's like, remember Big Palma? Guy works at the factory right off of the highway.
That's my dad's like,
dude, I'm still trying to figure out who the hell you are. Yeah. It's because the guy's mentioning names that he knows. Yeah, like, I remember that guy. I remember that guy. But I don't know who the hell you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're talking about just a store at a bulk barn at a Walmart on our street.
That's crazy. No, but it happens, man. And it's like more than one occasion.
Yeah, I wonder how many times.
But when do you start like forgetting? Like, if I saw someone from, obviously it hasn't been that long, right? Like right now, from elementary school, it's been what, like almost 10 years. But yeah, about 10 years. But like, I get it. You're going to forget faces, but if the person remembers you that much, you'd think you'd remember them, eh?
I know, seriously.
Like, I'm not saying hi to someone that, like, I... like, oh, I think that person went to my elementary school, but I'm not.
I think I might have played half a season of soccer with that guy. Let me just say, hey, remember me?
Because then you're asking to be forgotten.
Yeah, and then because the thing is, like realistically, someone's not going to be offended if like, I don't really, what's your name again?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be like, are you fucking kidding me? Huh?
Or, but like,
you don't remember who I am. Because if you're that memorable, I would.
Yeah, that's true. But this man, sometimes be like, no way. Phil should be like, my dad will just stand there and be like, oh, yeah. And they just, but like, I got to give him credit, though. They play the part. They play the part. Like,
you have got to be kidding me. Phil? What are you doing here? It's like, I've been living in this area for 25 years.
No. But you gotta give them credit. Like, to our parents, they play along.
Face, yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
You gotta answer every question.
You do.
You gotta ask questions. It'd probably just be
easier to say, sorry, I don't remember you.
Yeah,
but you just play along. Like, they play along.
You can throw a name, you're good, right?
Yeah. That's true.
But because you gotta ask, because you can't just be answering questions. You gotta be like, so where are you living about? Which area is? Oh, nice. Yeah. I'd be like, what'd you do after school? I don't know what. Yeah, well, remember I kind of moved away. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's crazy. I can't believe that happens.
How's your name again?
I can't believe that happens.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen to us.
Yeah. Another thing, though, that because we were talking about my dad, and just, you know.
Shout out to Big Filippo.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Come on the show.
Come on the show. Yeah, that would be a time. When you get older and you get a dad and become a dad, why are your sneezes so loud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's everything. Plus, all the might in the world. Just let... It's a scream. It's a scream. It's not a sneeze.
It's a scream.
It goes... Ah! It's like, what? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, relax.
What the hell are you doing?
I mean, that could be you, because you're a big sneezer.
I am a big sneezer, but I'm a frequent sneezes in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like one of those. Like, get me a good quick 20 sneezes out of the way.
Yeah, I give you
but
three.
I'm not like three massive sneezes.
No. I'll give you three bless yous, but once you go over that, like, because I know you go like, you could literally go 20 sneezes in a row.
Yeah. So but like, talking about a big loud sneeze, man, my grandmother, my nonna, man.
She's a big sneeze.
Like, it's actually crazy.
It's true, though.
You look at her, you're like, you did that on purpose. Okay, we all know you did that on
purpose.
I guess
as you get older, your sneeze get louder.
Man, if you're within like 5 feet of this woman while she sneezes,
it's flashing.
Your left ear is like, I gotta go outside.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Yeah, no, sneeze.
Sometimes my dad will literally like close his mouth and it'll sound like an elephant. But he goes, not like that. It'll like, I swear to God, it'll make an elephant noise. But he goes,
if you open your mouth.
That's what he's that. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Like, it'd be like an elephant noise.
Screaming at the
really
mic.
Imagine
my mom. What the fuck are they doing? But seriously, man. That's so true.
You want to hear a story of my dad's sneeze? So, unbelievable. Okay.
Go for it.
So, one morning.
That's so funny.
First of all, every time we have pasta, he always puts too much peppers and always sneezes.
I will say it's just a
continuous cycle.
I have seen this on pizza. Your dad does like spicy food.
Yeah, and he knows that he's going to sneeze.
He does go toe-to-toe with the spicy food.
Yeah, and he just...
In a ring, Nate just, Robinson, Jake Paul.
Yeah, that was a knockout.
That was a doozy.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, he always, like, never fails. He always sneezes on with hot stuff. But one time in the morning, right? I'm in my room, getting ready for school. He's downstairs and just obviously lets out the loudest scream ever. Sneeze. That's what it sounded like. It was a sneeze, right?
Yeah.
The alarm was on in the house. He sneezed so loud it vibrated the windows and the alarm went off.
No way.
And they called.
Wait. The alarm force?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, dude, the alarm was on because it was after night.
How the fuck does that happen?
Yeah. He sneezed so loud because it was in the morning. The alarm was on. He sneezed so loud
that the alarm vibrated. Oh my
god! Like the windows like shook, and they thought someone broke in.
Oh my god! That is a story that you will never forget.
And the alarm went off.
Unbelievable.
And
an alarm force called. Hey, is anybody intruding?
And it doesn't like. No, I just sneezed.
Okay, but that's where like if you're an alarm company and you hear something, you say, "No, I'm the homeowner. I let out a big sneeze." It's like, this guy's full of it, right? Like, we gotta go check nobody for okay. Because if I'm a robber, it's like, is everything okay? Yeah, I just sneezed.
That's a good line, maybe,
it's
for
like,
a robber.
What? Yeah, I sneezed so hard that the window vibrated. Yeah. Like, okay, we're sending people over, and there's a canine unit. You better run.
That was a one-time
that's
thing.
Unbelievable. That's the funniest thing I've heard.
That was a one-time thing. But, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they obviously asked for certain, you know, they're not going to just...
Yeah, obviously. Okay, well, you know, if you say
I trust you, sneezer.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say, like, he sneezed so loud that you didn't hear your alarm, so you slept in.
No, that would have...
But your dad would have woke you up.
Yeah, he sneezed so loud the alarm went off. And then, like, we all just started dying of laughter. I'm like, man, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. When you're, like, a parent...
Yeah.
Never going to stay on this topic.
Yeah.
When you're a parent and like, remember when you'd come home in like grade 7 and like start filling in your mom on like some drama?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jimmy, he was the running back today. Like us, it was all about like, but even I remember my sister would come home and be like, well, I'm not going to be a friend anymore.
Yeah. It's you probably
gotta try, so you kind of get involved and like, even in grade 8, like, oh, mom, I'm dating this girl. It's like, you're going to get involved? Like, hey, tell me the kid drama.
Like that.
When you're a parent? Because you know what, man? I think I would. I'd be like, sit down. What happened? Who's fighting who? Who got suspended? I want to know exactly the fight. I want to know the outcome of the fight.
If you got in a scrap, like, but you know, it was like a dumb one. Like, it wasn't over anything. It was like over a touchdown.
You propsing him? Yeah, I might. I might dab him up.
Yeah, I feel like it's
behind the mother's
back. Yeah, okay. I can't.
Fighting
gotta
bad.
Be stern.
Not a boy. No, but seriously, like I would want my kid to come home, like, and then this happened, and then like,
I don't
they're
know
like
if
going
you want
through
that.
Running stories,
and, like, then, oh, and then, and then, and then,
and then, and then, and then,
so oh,
and
my.
Then this happened, and then this happened.
Okay, it's not just
like, what is it, a soap opera at your school or what? No, I feel like I'd want to keep up in like the grade school drama, like my kid's drama. I'd be like, yeah, tell dad who's fighting who, who's, you know, what happened. Who didn't submit their homework? I want to know right now.
You know what would suck? Having to call like another kid's parents.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So I hear your kid's an asshole.
I heard you don't know how to raise your son.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine like getting into like a little bit of a beef?
Yeah, with another kid's
parents. Imagine someone calls you, you kind of say something wrong.
That's like, probably like
your kid's kind of.
That's probably a sweet moment
ass.
Though, eh? Like,
what'd you say? To
it's
me?
Like your kid's getting like not trouble. They have like some beef with another kid. So you're like, I'm gonna call the parents, and then you get into beef with the parents. You're like, this. All right, you know what? Yeah. If you have a kid, we're together.
And then your kid's
one.
Screaming like, no, don't. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. Hey, you Brendan's kid? Are you Brendan's parents? Yeah. Wow, what's up with Brendan these days, huh?
Sock my kid in the face.
Yeah. Brendan's running his mouth. You think his parents go? Oh, who am I speaking to right now?
Oh, my bad.
Oh, can't wait. I feel like that's when you become like, you know what I mean? Like one of those.
Yeah.
That's when you become like a little bit of a scary dad. Like, you know, if there's a kid bullying you, tell me. I'm going to call his dad. Yeah. And then you go on the phone. Oh, man. That's got to be... Like I said, exhilarating. Like I feel like you're prepping and like beside the phone, you're like, I'm going to tell him he's an irresponsible father.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I would never raise my kid like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Man. What else do parents do now? Oh, newspapers used to be big.
Yeah.
Are they still?
I used to read newspapers.
Yeah.
Just the sports section and the weather. I was a big weather guy.
You read the weather a lot.
I used to read the weather.
Really get into it.
Do you guys know that Thursday is supposed to be 17 degrees and our air precipitation?
I'm a big weather guy. You open my weather app right now, I got every city in the world.
Really?
Name them.
Seriously?
I got anything.
Salt Lake City.
Okay. Cities that matter.
Oh! Come on, man. We have listeners from Salt Lake.
Okay, no. Salt Lake. Utah looks like a wonderful place.
Yeah, shout out to Utah
and the Jazz.
No, but one thing I was going to mention. Listening to music when your kids are in the car.
Yeah.
Like when the parents are driving,
that's gonna be a big
it was
one,
like
yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know?
Like when our parents used to drive us.
When our parents used to drive us.
But I'm waiting for, because.
Us? Men? Drake?
No, but I feel like.
Well, Drake, obviously.
I feel like people will know Drake. But I'm waiting for the random ones. Like Tyo Cruz Dynamite comes on.
I throw my hands.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
You're like, kids, listen to this.
It's like, dad, you're
like,
embarrassing.
Like,
in reality, that's a song.
That's a song. Or like, Poker Face. Like,
or even like Chris Brown. Like,
yeah.
Forever. Dude, when that comes on.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's man, a good song. Yeah.
You and me.
See, yeah. I can't wait for those songs with my kids in the car.
Or even like yeah.
And that, those would be.
This song sucks.
Yeah, like, no, yeah, shut your mouth. All right, shut your mouth.
It's just Chris Brown.
Oh, man. Yeah, maybe
Usher, dude, loving this club.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what you're sipping on. Sipping on. Guys, can you stop this? I dance with the girl.
That's a good song, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Loving This Club's a good one.
Loving This Club by Usher. That's
I got a thing for you.
Okay. So, I was thinking. This is totally random, totally off script. Although we never really have a script.
Shit. All right, guys. We actually have a transcript. Literally, someone's holding it behind us cue cards. Let me speak it to the
mic. We actually have a whole staff just saying no. But, no, I was thinking, like, if we were a boy band. So, there's five. Let's say five.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say, like, we're NSYNC.
Yeah.
Who would we be? Who would, like...
Like, the roles or the actual people?
No, like, who's Timberlake?
I don't really know the names of these guys besides JT, so...
Yeah,
I'll take Timberlake.
No, I would say... But there's a guy, like, Joey Fatone or something like that.
That sounds like a plumber.
Dude, he looks like one, too. Shout out. That would be me, because he's low-key got a voice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Man, so that would be like me. Crazy on that. I was just thinking, like, I don't know why I was thinking about boy bands. Not gonna lie, I'm a big boy band fan, so...
Those songs, I think, will come on the radio, though. Actually, maybe the radio won't even be a thing, dude. Yeah. Think about that. I'm going to have a playlist for my kids, let me tell you.
Yeah. Throw Beats playlist.
What's this, Dad? Like, Call Me Maybe in there, just throwing it.
No, come on. It's going to be fun, though, when you're driving them to, like, hockey and stuff. Yeah. Like, getting them fired up to, like, you know.
Umbrella comes on.
Oh, my God. Riri?
Yeah. Or, dude, Run This Sound Town. Together. That's your song, Run This Town.
Oh, my God. Jay-Z, Rihanna, and Kanye? Talk about the big three,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, man. That's gonna be like, funny to see. Because when we were, like, kids, like, I don't know, Madonna comes on. You're like, I mean, like, GOAT.
Yeah.
But, I don't, you know, or, like, I didn't get fired up from Madonna.
Yeah. I guess. What's that song by Madonna? Like a Virgin?
Yeah.
Like a Virgin.
No, that's Like a Prayer, sorry.
I think it's Like a Virgin. I don't know.
Touch for the very first time. I actually love Madonna. I'm not gonna lie.
Before we get to the end of the show here,
yeah.
I wanna get people prepared because December's coming and we're big Christmas guys. We honestly might have to throw small things about Christmas in each episode going forward.
Before you get into this,
yeah, okay.
Are we more Christmas guys or romance guys? Because we kind of put ourselves in the category close. Of being romance guys.
But you could get both if you tune in onto the W Network. Shout out
Hallmark
W Network.
Yeah. Okay, just want to let everybody know, something came in the mail, and it's just a bunch of Hallmark Christmas movies, like a big checklist.
Yeah.
I've already watched six. I'm not even kidding. I literally watched six. Christmas in Vienna was a 2020 that just came out.
Yeah.
A little cheesy, but I'm all for it.
I watched one on Netflix called Christmas with the Coopers or Cooper's Christmas, something like that. It was good. It was cute. It was cute. Okay.
That's what I like, man.
Yeah. It wasn't like too Hallmark either. Yeah.
So you're saying about, you know, Christmas. We have to throw some tidbits.
Because honestly, the Christmas episode, if we don't do, like, throwing little small things.
It's a 4-hour episode.
Yeah, it could be long. We love Christmas.
Yeah.
And plus, we might have a little gift exchange.
What?
Yeah. So, I'm just going to throw this in now, just so we get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Candy canes, how you feeling about them?
I like them. Yeah. I actually like candy canes, but I will say one thing.
Okay.
I don't suck candy canes.
Me neither.
Them.
I bite them. Yes. I bite them.
Oh, my God, dude. You're my friend.
I'm not that guy who creates a knife out of them.
Yeah. Those people. Blue, yeah. Create like a nice pick.
Yeah.
And they're all white.
Yeah.
It's like, look, I'm going to bite it and they're going to get stuck in my teeth.
Feel like this. Yeah. Like, are you trying to stab people with this candy cane or what?
Yeah, seriously.
You like a big candy cane or the mini ones?
I like the mini ones. I'm not mini a big ones? Fan of like a huge candy cane. Yeah. Like, come on, you know.
Also, they only got to be peppermint in my books.
So
green, white, you know those ones. It's like, oh, look at this. It's blue, yellow, and pink. I don't want this. Cane. That's candy.
It's a joke. That's what that is.
It's candy with a weird shape. It's not a candy.
No, but seriously speaking, I am a candy cane fan.
Yeah, same.
And
although, like, I don't like it on stupid stuff. Like, I don't like it in hot chocolate. No, like, crushed.
I don't like when they're crumpled
cane.
On top of, like, a
donut. Yeah, it's just getting.
I don't know.
It's not a bad idea, though. But. Yeah.
Or, like, pepper. I don't want to get too into it, but, like, a peppermint hot chocolate.
Yeah, no. I can do without. Just because, just give me the candy cane, you know? And another one is gingerbread. You like gingerbread? Because it's not an all-around, year-round thing, you know?
I do like gingerbread cookies.
Yeah.
But I don't like when they have, like, an abundance of, like, icing and stuff like that. Not a big icing guy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like big. Oh, I threw a jujube for ice and whatever. Okay, no, I'll literally just have a plain gingerbread cookie.
I like icing though.
You do?
Come on, icing? I agree with like I don't like candy on top of the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
But a gingerbread man? A gingerbread man?
Yeah, like put it this way, a gingerbread house.
Yeah.
I don't know. First of all, I don't even know if you're supposed to eat those things.
Yeah, maybe.
But like it's kind of weird. But like a gingerbread house, when you ice it and everything. I wouldn't eat it because like there's way too much icing for me. I would literally have just a plain gingerbread. Yeah, house. Yeah. I like a nice gingerbread cut.
I like the man, the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even some, even a cookie, gingerbread cookies fire. Oh, you know what else is good? Sometimes they have these the ginger molasses.
Ooh. Hey, molasses has different taste.
That one you won't find everywhere.
Yeah.
Only the classy places got those.
Yeah. Wow. This is literally it'll be the first episode of December and we're already getting into Christmas. Yeah. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in to episode 9 of Off the Clock. Give us a recap on where they can listen to us, man.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or CastBox.
Attaboy.
That was clean.
That was very clean.
Proper clean.
You could also find us on Instagram at @offtheclock_podcast. I also want to say... shout out to everybody who donated to our Movember. I know some listeners did. We really appreciate that. I think combined we raised about 800 or something or $750. So pretty good amount.
Combined, yeah, about.
So pretty proud of us.
Yeah.
Are you gonna shave it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna shave it.
I might. I don't know what
I'm gonna do. I'm a clean shave guy.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I low key might keep mine, but we will see.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad, man.
If I can grow out the stubble, it's a look. Yeah. Some people say like it doesn't look bad, man. So I appreciate that.
Thanks for the support, everyone. We appreciate it.
We really
do. For Movember and the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to say before we give it...
it's the most fake ending ever, but go for it.
No, but I will say... No, seriously. I like when people message us about our podcast. Like, so if you are listening and you enjoy something, some sort of content we've put out, any clip, any segment, message us about it. Tell us you like it. Tell us what you want to hear more of. We like interacting with you guys, and it's been nice having like a lot more, week by week, more people are reaching out and saying, hey, you know, like what you said about this, or hey, like, this was funny when you said this. Yeah. We like doing that, so yeah, feel free to message us on our Instagram. And
just don't criticize us, because then I'll probably cry. But
we'll be really, really sad. We don't take criticism well.
And they'll probably just have the last episode next week if you did.
Yeah. But yeah. @offtheclock _podcast.
On Instagram, yeah.
Appreciate all the support, guys. From Off the Clock, we are the Lucas. Take it easy.
See ya.